welcome back to What One Thing, a Smart Meetings podcast that provides you with a shortcut to the top of the events world by asking successful people what made the difference in their careers and lives. I'm JT Long, Vice President and Content Director of Smart Meetings, and we're going to get a sneak peek at all things IMEX Frankfurt today with IMEX CEO Karina Bauer. Hi, Karina.
Hi, nice to see you.
Thanks for being here. Now, whether you're going, considering going, or having FOMO because you weren't able to make it this year, you're going to want to hear all about all the exciting things awaiting at the European leg of the largest events industry show in the world. Karina, IMEX America in Las Vegas last October was one of the largest. Do you expect similar growth in Frankfurt in May?
Well, we'll certainly have growth in Frankfurt in May compared to 2023 and 2022. But IMEX America last year in October was still the largest show that we have ever produced as IMEX. And we don't expect IMEX Frankfurt to be quite as big as that yet.
Yet. I like that. Yet.
Always optimistic and always shooting for more.
That's great. A true meeting professional and promoter. So you experimented with some things such as video and immersive in Las Vegas. What did you learn from that? And will we see similar innovations at the European events?
Yeah, we've experimenting at both the shows with lots of different things. I mean, straight out of the pandemic, for example, we had a studio on the show floor, creating content, going out live. We learned so much from doing things like that. I think what we've learned is that what really works coming out of our show is having really fun content online, on social, that people can engage with during the event. So we'll be doing lots of that in Frankfurt again. One of the things we will be experimenting with for the first time in Frankfurt is AI plugins to the sessions. We'll be using the Spark tool that's been built for our industry. So we hope through that we'll be able to provide a lot more insight into some of the content coming out of the show, both in an immediate time frame as well as after the show as well. And that's always been something that we and many meeting planners struggle with, because we create so much content on site at our events. How do you really curate that? How do you get enough people at those sessions? So that's going to be really interesting. I think we'll learn a lot. I'm sure we'll make some mistakes as well, but I think it's going to be interesting to play with that and be able to showcase that. And then, as always, we put a lot of effort into creating immersive, fun experiences. One of the things, one of our sort of founding principles at IMEX is to be able to create joy for people whilst they're on site. So we always have lots of fun things. We had something at IMEX America as you went through the hall called the Mirror Box, and people loved interacting with that. So we're going to have that again this year. And then we're going to create these giant paint-by-numbers mural with an impact theme in Frankfurt, so attendees can, you know, tap into their artistic skills, but also have something that lasts. And then one of the other things that we've learned at both the shows, and I think this is a growing trend for events, you know, people don't leave their work lives behind. So we put a lot of effort into creating some quiet private spaces at the shows. We have actually a work lounge in Hall 8, so right on the show floor that people can, you know, just plug in, do their work. But we also have quiet spaces as well in other parts of the venue where people can have private meetings or also just, you know, take phone calls and things like that. So, and again, even in the hosted buyer lounge, building in those workspaces, that's very important. So just a few of the things that we will be working on. And we always try to change up some of those activations to keep them fresh and interesting.
Well, and I love how you think about the entire planner, right? So you've got the work lounge, because you know that they're always working on that, but then you also have the quiet spaces, and then you also have the fun, the joy, as you would say. I think that is great. The other thing that you do that we love is that you're always very authentic and transparent. So since you're going to be testing out that Spark tool, my guess is you and I are going to have a similar conversation to this afterwards to really let people know how it went and what you learned from it. And that experience can help the entire industry grow.
Yes, exactly. And that's what we try to aim to do. You know, we're in a position where we're bringing the whole industry together. We can create those experiments, and we're really happy to share what we learn, because, you know, when you try out these things, it's not going to be perfect first time. And I think there will probably be things we do that we decide we don't need to do again, and things that we miss, and there'll be a small section in the middle of things that really worked well. So really happy over the summer to share that, and then share how we're going to use it for IMEX America as well.
So I just moderated a panel at the Northwest Event Show, and Tahira Andine was on the panel with me, and we were talking about AI and what is it good for, what is it not good for, and I asked her what she was most excited about in Frankfurt, and she said it's the talking point of impact. So can you share a little bit about how meeting professionals can be part of the solution for the planet and our communities by having impact?
Yes. So our talking point, as you say, both in 24 and also in 25 will be impact. Later in this year and into next year, we'll be doing white papers and research. So hopefully there'll be some great, meaningful and practical tools and tips through that. I think for planners, we'll also have a whole track at both of the shows this year on impact. For us, impact encompasses a number of different areas. So sustainability is obvious. And as always, we'll be helping planners to really understand how they can create more sustainable events. But I think one of the things that's changed in terms of the conversation is understanding and literacy around carbon and carbon impact. So there'll be quite a lot at the show to help planners start to think about that. Everything from menu planning to food waste, to single-use signage, to the giveaways that we're creating. All of these have an impact on our sustainability and very specifically on carbon. And I think the language of carbon literacy is going to grow over the coming years. The other way that we think about impact is the personal impact that we can have ourselves. So that might be about how we conduct ourselves. So things like the sessions around personal branding, personal business skills, leadership skills, communication, that's also all very important. And then the other thing that we would invite planners to do, and something that we try to do at IMEX, is ask their attendees what impact they want to see. So if we're doing that in advance as planners, we can more purposefully design our events and our experiences to really match our attendees' needs and really engage with their community. So I think that's also very important. And finally, I would just say for us, impact is also how we as a business, IMEX, but how we can help the industry as a sector really think about that longer term impact that we have, either on the vertical sectors that we operate in or in the destinations and venues where we're holding our events, be that an economic impact or more of a legacy that we leave. And so this is quite complex, but all of these strands will be covered in different ways around the show. Some of it's sort of macro long-term thinking, and some of it's really practical little things that people can do. But what I would say in terms of impact is everything that we do, every way that we communicate has an impact. So people shouldn't think that it's too big to relate to them. And that's the message that we want to get through, certainly at this first show where we have it as the talking point.
Absolutely. And I think the genius part of that is that, yeah, you can have an impact in little things and in big ways. And the more that we are able to calculate that and put a number to it, the more that we can set a benchmark and improve, whether it's greenhouse gas emissions or including more people. But if we can find metrics, I think we can be much more effective.
Yes. And also, if we can find metrics, we will have a more effective message for people that are outside our industry, that are trying to understand the benefits of our industry beyond that direct economic impact, which is quite easy to understand. But we know that the impact we have as an industry is far broader. And we need those metrics to really make our case.
And as we're talking around Global Meetings Industry Day, that becomes even more important that we help both policymakers and our own families understand what it is we do all day and why it is so important, right?
Absolutely.
So, speaking of which, talk to me about the policy forum and what you hope to accomplish.
Yeah, so the policy forum will also focus on this idea of legacy and impact. And crucially, this concept that Greg Clark, who has been involved with the policy forum for many years, describes as our license to operate. And that really is coming right back to what you said in terms of how do we really communicate the value and the importance of what we do. And our license to operate, his take on that really is that as an industry, we need to demonstrate the necessity of meeting face to face, that it's more than a cost, be that a carbon cost or be that a dollar cost, because actually we need to take it away from the cost and show the benefit that we have, the benefit that is created by people coming together face to face to solve the world's problems, the benefit that comes to an organization by bringing their people together to team build, to motivate them, the objectives that are delivered because people have met together. And that is very, very important as we go into this world where every little part of events and everything else that we do will be measured, both from a carbon perspective and a dollar perspective. And so the policy forum really is an opportunity for the industry leaders to dialogue with policymakers from right across the world, hear from them around what's important, but also have the opportunity to showcase our value. And that's really what we want to do. Every year we have new policymakers there, and the destinations that bring them are always trying to open the eyes of their policymakers to the competitive nature, to the global nature of our industry, but also to the way our industry can help them to really drive economic growth within their destinations. And that's really at the heart of the forum. And so it's a really powerful event. The policymakers are chosen by the destinations. They come in. Importantly, most of the policymakers spend some time on the show floor before they go into the forum. And that in and of itself is super valuable for them, because many of them have never really seen the industry in action before. And then they go into sessions where some private sessions for either national politicians or local politicians, so very specific to their needs, and then into a conversation with industry leaders. So, yeah, so we're excited about that, and we'll be very much focusing on that long-term impact and legacy and economic value.
Yeah, I think having them experience a show like that is the best way to explain it to them. And it's even bigger than the economic impact, right? Like, it advances science, it advances medicine. And it's just what we found out very quickly over the last 4 years is it's just a social need to get people together. And it's such an important role. And I think having them see it in action is a great way to share that message.
Yeah. And I think, you know, I know you were at the Clinton session at PCMA earlier in the year. And it was interesting to hear the Clintons talking about the necessity when there are challenges, when people don't agree, especially at a high political level and with all the issues that we see in the world today, that the only way to really drive consensus is to meet together and see people as human beings. And you can only do that in person. And so we really need to find a way to express that, to explain that, to measure that, ideally, to really get that message through, because it's not a self-serving message. it's important for the whole world. And the pandemic showed how important or how negative it was when people didn't meet. And so, you know, the policy forum is just a small event, but really that's what's at the heart of it.
So is this the first year that you've held the ELX Forum Networking Day? And how's that going to roll into the corporate planner track?
Yeah, no, it isn't actually. We've had a partnership with ELX since its inception a couple of years ago. And they run their, because ELX is a member organization. So they run their events around IMEX Frankfurt and around IMEX America. And they have done that since 2022, actually. We always have a slightly different way that we collaborate with them because we do also have our own corporate education. And so this year, and also in America, IMEX America in October, we made sure that the ALX events didn't conflict with the IMEX exclusively corporate or the EMF programs. The education that is given and the audience are slightly different, but of course there is some overlap between them. We like the partnership with the ELX, of course. They're a great organization. They're building a membership community of sort of senior corporate planners. And so it's great for us that they can bring that community to the shows and offer them education. And we offer them a kind of mixed program where they can mix and match depending on what they want to do. And we also have, there's a new community in Germany of high-level senior German corporate planners, which is being developed by the GCB. That's called EBX Lab. And they'll also be coming to the show and running their own event. The way I would look at it is that, you know, all these different organizations, they have slightly different members. They are creating their own events for their tribe around IMEX, and then also having the opportunity to delve into everything that we offer, be that the supplier meetings, the serendipity of meeting everybody in the industry, or also our education. So it's a sort of a best of both worlds. And we try to work with all those different organizations to give those different communities that opportunity.
And I think that's one of the brilliant things that IMEX has always done since your father started, is you're so collaborative, and it's not a competitive thing. It's about bringing people together, and everyone does what they do best. And this is where everyone comes together, right?
Yeah, that's absolutely, that collaboration and partnership is at the heart of the show. We don't see any of it as competitive because everybody has to experience the show in the way that is most meaningful to them. And sometimes taking part or having the opportunity to really maximize your time, take part in your event for your community as well as the wider community, that's what really makes it valuable and time effective for people. So that's really important.
So, Karina, any speakers you're really excited about?
Yeah, we've just gone live with the program, or about 80% of the program yesterday. So it's all live on the website. We have some fantastic speakers. One of the speakers I'm super excited about, I actually saw him speak last September and said to the team, we've got to have him if we can, is Darren Edwards. He like drew me in immediately because he was a former climber and mountaineer. He actually had a debilitating climbing accident a number of years ago. So he is in a wheelchair, but he is still an adventurer. He's actually training at the moment to sit ski to the South Pole. And he has just got this amazing mentality and mindset and spirit. And so he's actually going to be doing a number of different sessions for us, both at Association Day, exclusively corporate, but also on the show floor. So I'm really excited to have him do that. We've also got somebody called Rob Hoskins, who's a former police officer, and he suffered a lot from his job with mental health struggles. And so, but then he launched the Rise of Happiness magazine. So he's going to be doing sessions focused on well-being. We also have Robert Dunsmore coming, and he's doing a new format for us called Wonder Walks. And he's actually going to be taking people on tours of the show floor to show them how biophilia, so nature-inspired theming has been actually adopted by our exhibitors. And I think that's going to be a really fun session, but also super practical.
Wait. So this is a nature walk in a trade show floor. Correct. Is that what I'm hearing?
Yes, absolutely. And showing how booth designs, because a lot of our exhibitors are really bringing nature into their booth designs. And so showing how that can be done within a trade show environment. So that's why I say it's going to be very practical for people as well. We've got Google XI. We've got a partnership with them again across both of the shows. So they always do fantastic sessions. And we've got our She Means Business sessions again. So we've got a raft of fantastic speakers and sessions and new formats. So I think, yeah, I would encourage people to go and explore. We've got about 150 sessions already loaded up onto the website. So go and explore. There's something for everybody there.
Nice. Well, this is called What One Thing. So I need to ask you, what is the one thing you hope meeting professionals will take away from IMEX Frankfurt 2024?
I think the one thing would be that they take away something meaningful to them that allows them to make a positive impact in their life or their business. That might be a new piece of business. It might be a piece of advice from an education session or somebody they've met at the show. Or it might just be an amazing conversation they've had. But to take away that positive impact and to think about that as they come around the show.
Nice. Well, thank you so much for coming on and giving us a sneak peek. We are so excited and we wish you a fabulous show.
Thank you so much. It was a pleasure as always, JT.
Smart Meetings What One Thing was produced by Bright Business Media. Visit smartmeetings.com to subscribe to your daily dose of inspiration.